It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. Coming to you from downtown Grand Rapids, high atop a smoke-filled building. It's the Grillin' Guys every Saturday morning. This is Barbecue Bob, and I'm here with Randy Joppy.
Good morning, Barbecue Bob.
Who we now say is Crappie Joppy.
Yeah, we've got a story. We'll get into that a little later.
Okay, no more stories about Crappie Joppy. Everybody knows you can fish better than me.
Well, hey, you know, we got to give it a run every once in a while and test that out, though.
Hey, it's Saturday morning. You got the Grillin' Guys. We're just a couple whacked out guys downtown Grand Rapids trying to smoke food.
And we are.
Grilling.
On a regular basis.
We're going to be smoking up some good food today. We have some awesome. Oh, I said awesome. Can't say awesome anymore.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
Got some great guests lined up in the studio right now and coming on the airwaves. Let's get right into the show. We have our special guest from Reds on the River.
Is Glenn Forgy. Hey, good morning, Glenn.
Morning.
Glenn, what do you do up there at Reds?
Well, I'm the chef up there, and so we do a lot of cooking.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Bob.
That's a great question, Randy. Gee, yeah. Chef, what do you do?
Right. Well, I didn't know if we said he was.
I flip bags, you Goomba.
My wife and I have been. Reds is where? It's up in Rockford, right?
Right downtown Rockford, right where the dam's at. We're just south of the dam.
Right. So you're making some damn good food, right?
We make some damn good food.
Yeah, I get it.
You have a beautiful facility. We hear great things about you.
Well, thank you. Now, it's gorgeous. We're sitting right on the river. You've got a huge patio. We don't use it right now. But
the general manager is Buzz.
Buzz Goebel.
That's a great name.
Yeah, he started with us in April, and he's a dynamo. He's a lot of fun.
He is. So, yeah, I've had several conversations with Buzz, and I keep saying, come on down and talk to us. And he goes, you really need to talk to Glenn.
Well, I do the grilling, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets a little cross-eyed when you talk about the grill and the wine combined. You know, he's you got to give it to...
Yeah.
He's got the face, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what kind of things are you grilling up there, Glenn?
Well, so, you know, we really started out being well-known for our steaks, you know, and we don't quite have a grill. We have what we call a broiler, but it's a really smoking hot broiler, and it puts out some pretty good steaks. So.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to have a few of those over the years, and what's really cool about it is, as far as I know, you're the only place in Grand Rapids that when it comes out, it's still sizzling on the plate.
Yeah, we do it on hot plates, and, you know, that broiler is 1,800 degrees is what that thing cooks at, which is pretty hot, normally about...
So that's infrared.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You know, and so it's not a direct heat or a, you
best
know,
way to do
underneath
it.
Heat like you do with grilling, but it does cook those steaks fast.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
And tell everybody right how to get to your restaurant, because it can be a little tricky downtown Rockford.
Well, pretty easy, actually. I think, you know, and I think people think Rockford's, you know, a ways away, but it takes about maybe 11 minutes from downtown. It's not that bad, but go right up 131 and get off on 10 Mile, head east or right if you're going north, and you just go down to the Main Street light, which is going to be maybe, I think it's about a mile from there. Take a left on Main Street, go to the next light, take a left on Bridge Street, and then the promenade is just right before you get to the river, right on the left side.
So you're a block south of the old mill.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
So well,
everybody
you know.
Knows where that's at.
Yeah, right on the river.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
I know. I find it. We ride that bike path.
Yep.
So,
so you go
we
right
sneak
by the restaurant.
Right into you there.
Yeah. So the promenade is kind of a new building there, and it kind of sticks out. It's a two-story building, and it's pretty easy to see.
Yep.
So yeah.
And you have a tremendous wine list.
Pretty big. Yeah. We have about 360 bottles on our list. So yeah.
Wow.
You got a little retail store associated with the restaurant too, don't you?
Yeah, so we can sell it to you, you know, retail. We can sell it to you in the restaurant.
Yeah, one of the unique things about the restaurant is that I can go into the wine store and pick out a bottle of wine that may not be on your menu in the restaurant, but you'll bring it over and open it for us, and with just a small corking fee, right?
Yep. And so you know, so you can go in there and just kind of shop around our little wine shop and see what you might want.
So if we want to go in and get a hamburger, pick up a 6-pack of Pabst, we can bring it right from the party store in, right?
You can. Yeah.
All right.
Our party store.
So what's going on up at Reds? You got a busy weekend, I think, don't you?
Well, you know, for the last 4 years, we've been doing a little celebration pre-celebration for Groundhog's Day. So the Saturday before Groundhog's, we do a little try to get everybody outside, sitting at the outside bar, and I make a little groundhog chili.
Do you grill outside?
You know, I don't at the restaurant because I've got that big.
We gotta hook you up.
Yeah, so
we're gonna have to get you straightened out.
Well, I keep it all in the kitchen.
Gotta see that smoke on the grill, baby.
Yeah,
that's what we're all about.
You got a big fireplace right when you walk in, so you know if you brought brought your own, you could probably put it on there while you're waiting.
You could do some dogs, s'mores, you know, in that fireplace. That's good.
Yeah. Got a homeless problem.
Yes.
So it's aptly named because the groundhog chili is it made with groundhog?
Well, yeah. So, you know, I grind up the pig or the hog and, you know, I tell people I go around and get roadkill, but, you know, that's not what we do. So. But yeah, I grind up some hog.
So Punxsutawney Pete or whatever his name is he's safe?
He's safe this year.
Punxsutawney.
Yeah, wherever he's
punk
from.
Out in Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah. You got the punk part right. Nobody's surprised by that.
Yeah.
I think I rode here with you.
Yeah, you did. Right. We had a little accident on the way. Well, actually, it was in the parking garage. That's what trailer hitches are for. I found the wall. Anyway.
Randy doesn't have any beepers when he backs up.
Right. It's all good. But, Glenn, what are your popular items on your menu up there?
Well, you know, like I said, we first started out, we're very, very known for our steaks. And, you know, Grand Rapids, just like the Midwest, is a meat and potatoes town. And
definitely.
So, you know, we have some pretty standard stuff, you know, call it classic American cuisine, you know. And so we've got a nice torch-like chicken, which has got, you know, mashed potatoes on it, nice little barbecue sauce around it, and some things like that. And then on the other side of the menu, I kind of do what I like to do, and the chef, you know, driven, you know, part of the menu. And so we do a lot of different things. I love cooking with duck. I love cooking with pork. We've got a really good pork chop on the menu right now. But we have some really unique things, so you can come up and have kind of a unique experience. Or, you know, if you just want your, you know, charbroiled steak, we got that too. So, you know, it's kind of a mix.
So if you're listening in Grand Rapids anywhere, somewhere close to Red's, if you can hear this, you can make it there. Today, they have a big event going on. And if you call our hotline at 800-785-1073, we've got some $25 gift certificates for you. You can pick them up right at Red's. So first two callers, 1-800-785-1073. And Glenn's going to cook you something really good today, some groundhog.
Yep. Chili.
That's awesome. You know, one of the things the Grilling Guys likes to do is help our listeners with a little bit of education on food and wine and such. And I see, Glenn, that on Tuesday night, you've got a wine school. What's that all about?
Yep. So we just, for $25, we just put a simple little course together where I choose about five wines, and we just talk about them. And sometimes I'll bring out some food that's appropriate for that. You know, if I'm doing cabs or something like that, I'll bring out a little steak and just talk a little bit about, you know, wines in general, but also wine and food. And how they pair together and what you might be able to eat with these things.
Right. So many times when we have people over.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah.
We have, like, the phone lines lighting up here.
Awesome.
So we have somebody we can put on here, Emily. Oh, we lost that call.
Wow. Right. Well, they lost their gift certificate.
That's right. She's got a few more. She'll flip us.
All right. Well, that's good. But so many times when we're grilling with our friends, you know, I'll have two or three different wines out, and they'll be amazed that if they take a sip before they eat, they kind of turn up their nose a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But when you put the food with it, they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, the taste completely changed.
Yeah, and, you know, depending on what you're going to grill, you know, you can drink different things with different meats. You know, and I always say this, though, with wine. The first rule is drink what you like.
Right.
You know, don't be too pretentious about it. You like Chardonnay, drink Chardonnay. You know, it might not pair perfectly with everything, but go with what you like.
Yeah, you pick any box you want.
You know, anything, you know, just with a spout, you know, spigot on it, it's good. But if you're going to try to pair things up and you do it right, and sometimes that wine might have a lot of acidity, you might not like it right off the bat, but then after you eat your food and you drink the wine, it should mellow out and become very, very nice if you're pairing it right.
Some of that has to do with letting the wine breathe a little bit, too. What does that do to the wine?
Well, it just opens it up. So it can be a little closed in the bottle, hasn't seen oxygen in a long time, and so there's not much going on. And then once you open that thing up, it'll start to react with the air, and the esters will pop out. So.
Okay, let's give some of these gift certificates away.
Yeah.
All right, who are we talking to?
Will.
All right. Glenn, how's he going to pick those certificates up?
Well, why don't you just leave your name with us and come on to the restaurant. We'll have it at the host stand for you. So.
All right.
What time's the restaurant open today?
So today we'll open at 11.
So stay on the line, pal, and Emily will get your phone number and we'll get you hooked up. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
You bet.
One down.
Right. Is there somebody else on the line, Emily, or is that the only one we got right
well,
now?
Well, okay. No, we had like a bunch of them, but I'm afraid we're working Emily pretty hard here. She's going from room to room trying to get these calls.
So the restaurant opens at 11 this morning. What time is the Groundhog Festival start?
1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We'll do it today.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Is that a free event? You got to buy a little cup to try the chili, or how's that work?
Well, yeah, we're gonna pay for the chili, and we'll have some hot drinks out. We'll do some old cider and some hot cocoa, and you can do a hot shot, get a shot of alcohol, and do like peppermint schnapps and hot chocolate or rum and cider.
I've never tried that. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good event. You can bring your family down, and if Dad wants to have a little hot toddy while he's there and family's eating a little chili, that'd be awesome. Downtown Rockford, there's a lot happening.
You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 every Saturday morning. We're talking with Glenn Fergie from Reds on the River in Rockford, and they've got the Groundhog Festival, do you call it?
Yeah, we'll call it Groundhog Festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're grinding up groundhogs and cooking chili.
Yep, he said he was going to take the fur off him, though, first, so it should be pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you've never been to Reds, it's a gorgeous place. It's right on the river. That's why they named it Reds on the Creek.
Yep.
So,
so wine and grill?
I guess we need to explore your very favorite steak recipe.
Well, simple. You know, in a lot of times when I'm cooking at home, I like to do a lot of stuff that comes from South America. They do a lot of what they call salsas, which are like like tomatoes and different vegetables, lots of herbs.
Just a nice blend of chopped up.
Yeah, and I do a chimichurri sauce on our empanadas in the restaurant, which you could try, and I do it on steaks all the time, and it's wonderful, but real simple on the steak. Salt and pepper, grill it. Get the flavor of the charcoal if you're using, you know, some sort of mesquite or something like that. Get that flavor on the steak.
Okay, now, your favorite steak to broil or to grill?
Delmonico or a ribeye.
Uh-huh, yeah. Delmonico. I haven't heard that term in a while.
That's how we, well, it's just a different way of cutting a ribeye, taking that fat off the edges we do at the restaurant.
Isn't it between a ribeye and a porterhouse?
Well, no, porterhouse is going to be bone-in. Yep. And all you do is you take a ribeye and take that little like fat tail off and kind of trim the fat on
the
outside.
Which you should anyway.
Right, and they call that a Delmonico, just a cut they did in New York.
And again, Reds on the River, and you're using infrared technology, which we promote here heavily. If you're going to burn gas at all, if you're going to scorch your cow with any gas, go infrared. Because
a lot more consistent.
50% less fuel, 1,600 degrees, 1,800, you say, on your commercial side.
Yep.
That's pretty hot.
Well, and with a tender steak, so not the, you know, the flank steaks and stuff like that, cook them fast. You know, keep the juices in there. You know, cook them fast.
So you're doing it a minute or so on either side to just sear those juices in and then cooking it to whatever the guest temperature.
Yeah. And we cut a pretty thick steak, so I'm, you know, I'm good past two fingers thick, you know, about 2.5 inches. And takes me, with a big 10-ounce tenderloin, about 7 minutes to get it to medium. So it goes pretty quick.
What do you cut those, about an inch and a half?
Well, the fillets will get a little quicker, a little thicker because it's a skinny steak. But I go about almost 2.5 inches sometimes on the ribeyes, depending on how big the ribeye is.
So how do you make that salsa? By the way, if you're listening, we've got one gift certificate left for Reds on the River. Call in 800-785-1073. That is the number for some free food from Reds today, today only. So we lost all our callers. We had the boards lit up a minute ago, and I'm afraid I pushed the wrong button here, so that's my fault.
You're all shoveling snow right now.
Let's get that salsa right, because that's an area that a lot of us really like.
And, you know, lots of different things you can do, so don't box yourself in.
Right,
you know,
but show me a really cool one for some steak.
Well, I call it a chimichurri sauce, okay? And what I basically take is about half cilantro and half parsley and chop that up, you know, and sometimes I'll just get like a handful. It depends on how many people you've got. And then as much garlic as you want. If you want to garlic it up, go ahead and just sit there and dice that stuff all together, you know, and just chopping up all the cilantro and the parsley and that together. Then I put it in a bowl, and I add some olive oil just to get it so I can kind of spoon it.
Yep.
So it's a little runnier than a pesto.
Kind of like a pesto. Yep.
Almost, but you're not going to blend it up like that. You could. And then just add a little bit of, I use sherry vinegar. You could use a red wine vinegar, white wine vinegar to give it a little zest and some salt and just a kick of cayenne.
Sherry vinegar?
Yeah, I like it. It's kind of a Spanish vinegar, so when I'm going South America, they've got a lot of Spanish influence down there. I use it. And that's it. And that's what they do, like down in Brazil and down in Argentina, is they have a lot of vinegar. They call them vinaigrettes, but they use a lot of vinegar in these things. So it gives you some acid to go with the steak.
So serve up a nice big sangria with it.
And I don't cook the steak with it on there. Cook the steak first because it'll burn too quick.
Sure.
And then right at the end, I might brush it, take it off, and then get some more on top. And what's so fun about that with your steak just popping and sizzling is you take that in the house and the aromatics just hit everybody. And it's a really great little flavor.
You know, that's the key. The cool part about your restaurant up there is one, you make fabulous food. We're Club Red members, my wife and I. I mean, we really enjoy your restaurant. But secondly is the presentation. I mean, when you bring out a steak and it's popping at me, you know, it's almost like I want to put my napkin in front of me so I don't get it on my shirt. I mean, it's that cool. It's you are selling the sizzle, man.
And it's warm all the way through. That's the fun part about it, too. So all the way to the end.
Okay, we've got Pat Grundy on line one. Hey, Pat.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, thanks for calling in. You're the lucky person that's going to get to go to Reds and get some ground-up groundhog.
Great. I like listening to your show.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Listen, hang on the air and how do you hang on the air?
Well, I don't know. Hey, Pat, do you ever do any grilling yourself? As long as we got you on the line, do you do any grilling?
Yeah, I do.
What's your favorite thing to grill, man?
Pork and steak, I guess.
All right. Well, those are good. Those are real common.
What are you cooking on, Pat?
Just a regular gas Kingman grill. I did what you said the other day. I did it really hot. I had some T-bones, and they turned out great. I just did it for about 3 minutes on each side. They turned out perfect.
Oh, sweet.
Well, glad we could help, man. That's awesome.
Hey, thanks for listening, and you're going to have yourself some good chili up at Red's today.
Oh, great. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay, well, that's cool. We got a couple people that took our took advantage of us and got the gift certificates. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, listen, Glenn, thanks for coming in today. We got to go to a break here pretty quick. But
well, thanks for having me. So
I have honestly not eaten at your place. I've been in there a few times, had a little wine, but just never had the right time. So I'm going to make sure I get up there, and when I do, I'll come back and let you give me a lesson.
Okay, good. Excellent. Okay. Thanks for having me.
Hey. All right, this is the Grilling Guys, 107.3. Every Saturday morning, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.